with its own shade in the spring-lit morning gale. I know how it feels. A dog, not familiar to me, but it could be it's one of the Kelly's dogs. I can see Claire. I can't see an Ishman. Not a great deal now this morning that could be described as settled or even or calm within myself. And far off now, in the spray, a ship southwards for Cadiz, maybe, and beyond it another, as if in direct reply to it, northwards, for Bergen, maybe. 6 shifts of 4 hours, 3 of them mine. Isofair's light, on again, off again, 6 seconds each way. I believe there are presences in the fields, east. I mean, unseen by the naked eye, but sometimes to be heard. A kind of a low singing, I hear it as. I can see an Ishman. I can't see Claire. There's Day, says you, that's no harm. I have every reason to believe she is back in Claire. More of a problem for me than the 3 shifts of 4 hours I'm on the watch or the 3 shifts of 4 hours I'm not. Lying there. The gob open. On the flat of my back. Jaws on hinges. Staring up at the ceiling. Unknown dogs losing the run of what reason they might have outside in the travelling wind in the cold April yard. But worse again. By far the worse. Here at the tip of the island's end. Here at the point where the sea begins. Are the pockets of sudden quiet that open out amid the wind sometimes. Sudden calm. Deep quiet. For maybe the eerie hollow of a half minute. And inside such a gap in the wind you can find yourself sometimes. Your own self. Staring back at you. With a face like a sour morning. A face like a washed dog. Mad looking as one of the Kelly's dogs. I have every reason to believe she was seen 3 nights ago in the town of Innisdiamon, hung out of fellas. I can see Claire. I can't see an Ishman. Is moving quickly tonight. Halfway is untethered in myself. softened away in the light of a waxing moon. You find, after a while out here, you find that you adjust yourself to the phases of the moon. Are they to you? This is a week I know already will be a brutal week for sleep. Eyes hanging out at head job. Ice of his light on again, off again. 6 seconds each way. A clear night. It's wild. The wildness clears it and lets it run clean. The jaws to be working overtime these nights. I'm apparently trying to aid the face off myself. I can see lights in the hills of Clare. I was watching and waiting all the morning, waiting on the creak of the gate and the pedal in the wind that would mark the postman's arrival. More than 3 days now she's been back in Clare, and I wait for word in the full knowledge that what word might come will bring me nothing but woe. I am not a young fella, by any stretch of the imagination, but she has made me as foolish as a young fella. Waiting on a letter. Close my eyes and all I can see is her in the claws of others. And you'd be a long time waiting for a drop of sleep to come down on you. A ship, far off and southwards for I don't know where. Its lights, its lonesome call. It's for Santander, maybe. But I have the few days off again, I'll go to Innis Diamond. I will present myself. Now, of course, you can lose the ability to speak to people is one of the happier outcomes of my situation. The ability is also lost to read people, unhappily. A calm, suddenly. The island is creaking and quietening, and all at once now, it's quiet as the boneyard. It's love that would put you in the ground altogether. Love is a poison. Love is a pox. Afternoons. I'd well believe it. The strength. out here on the 3-7 shift, it's like crawling across Siberia. That was steady enough now, the blade in the paw this morning. I haven't drank this last 3 weeks. Clearish day. In the grey spring light. Quiet sea. The isophase light. The island is grimly waking from the winter. The island with a face on it. As if it's been rushed out of the bed. Whether or not she's back for good in Innisdiamon was not betrayed to me in the letter. All she said is, John, it'd be good to see you if you get over at all to the town. I was like a lamb after the letter. I all but gambled in the fields. There's a moving darkness under the skin of the water. It could be the first of the mackerel. Might be early for them yet. The swallows, I await. I can see Claire. I can see Inishman. I can see back to Rosavilla. Romance. Drag a comb across the head. Iron the shirt. Slap a bit of colour into the face. I have the face worn off me trying to bet a bit of colour into it. And in Innisdiamon, tomorrow morning, there he will stand, the tall man from the lighthouse gauntly looming, as if all that a girl could dream of.
River to Glasgow for a finish.
There's a place that's about halfway between awake and dreaming. It's a place I know well. I don't expect to see that woman again. Sometimes kind of becoming an absence to myself in a nice way. I'm traveling merrily across the fields of the sea. I can let myself go fully and travel to the places I've never been. Follow the lines of the distant ships. Port of Cairo. Part of Amsterdam. And as I sit there stock still and hardly breathing, the wheel of the world turns. Port of Vancouver. Port of Genoa. I'm everywhere and at once I'm nowhere. In a Berber camp. In the High Atlas. The green glisten of a camel's eye. Of Attica, where the ragged laughing children play. In Montevideo, in a high warm room with slatted wooden blinds and the bitter waft of mate. On the dock front in Galveston, as an old man drifts to a half-drunken sleep on an afternoon sigh. On the far tip of Patagonia, on the peaks of Peru, in the lilac rain of Paris, on the streets of old Belgrade. But now there's the creaking of the pedal and the turning of the gate, and the post arrives and I come startled to my world again. I can see no further than the damp, cold hills of Clare. the chain and fleet in my arms, like fairy gifts fading away. An evening of heavy cloud out here, or after a day of the same, you'd have the jaws chewed off yourself watching it. It would oppress you. Claire has disappeared behind the curtain of cloud, and the waves make polite applause. Rosseville is no more. And this man's only a dream. When I'm not on the watch, I'm cleaning, I'm polishing, I'm sweeping. I make bacon and cabbage and pots of stew. My lips move as I work, and words unbidden form on them. The words come from Jesus knows where. They had me picked out to be a schoolmaster, or a priest, I'd say. But I dislike children, and I deny God. Out here I'm a slave to the clock and my tasks. Soon again now, the season will be changing. An evening like this, with the cloud down, I can see them working in the fields, but sometimes, on a snap of the wind, I can hear the Irish spoken. I don't have it myself, or not much past the Hail Mary. When I came here first, I didn't know the names of birds. The skuas, storm petrels, the gannets. The gannets are murderous bastards. The hovering with the evil eye over the moving bruise of a shoal. Then the spear-like dive, pure homicide. Pesticide. When I came here first, I didn't know the names of the flowers in the fields, among the rocks, the meadowsweet, the trift, the bird's foot trefoil. Sometimes I think I can hear a murmuring inside me, a kind of a rumor in the chambers of my body. But all it is, it's the sea below me, moving. The sea that changes colour 8,000 times a day. The sea that makes the heart turn. Thou art still be adored as this moment thou art. Let thy loveliness fade as it will. And around the dear ruin, each wish of my heart would entwine itself verdantly still. She's on the island. I got word first from the boatman. The way he averted his eyes before he opened his mouth told me all I needed to know. Now I cannot, under any circumstances, bring women back to this place. Well, the news of that would spread quick as the plague. I'd be ran out of the place. But I can feel she's nearby. It's half the morning I spent pacing off the yard. I have seen mad dogs of the Kellys more in possession of themselves than I was this morning when the word came through and the yard was paced. What is she doing out here? I was so overwhelmed by the question, I brought it up at the changing of the shift with the lighthouse keeper, Kyol. But he's a very devout man, and he'd have no interest whatsoever in such a line of inquiry. He speaks to me very seldom. And when he does, the sensation is much the same as when you're after a long, cold sup of weak tea. There is mortal disappointment in it. She taught school in Scotland, in Glasgow. This is what puts Glasgow often on my mind. Is she to take up a position at the school here? Jesus, that would mean my leave-taking. Or that would mean a man for the boat. That would put an end to my island time.
You've been listening to Island Time, written and narrated by Kevin Barry. Sound design was by the Foley artist Jean McGrath, and the piece was made with support from the Commissioners of the Irish Lights. It's available to podcast via the lyric feature page of the RTE website and from other podcast platforms. The piece was performed as part of the Aerial Sparks strand of Galway 2020 European Capital of Culture. The next piece we'll hear is On the Ice Edge, a sound composition by Louise Manifold, which was inspired by her participation in surveys on board the Marine Institute's Celtic Explorer during the same project. For more on the project and for work by the other artists involved, Éilidh Nirean, Caroline Connolly, David Stalling, Kennedy Brown, Mags Hall and Robertina Sabjanic, visit aerialsparks.org. Here is On the Ice Edge.
pounding waves. A state of spirited succor. Against the cold ceramic. The submerged body vacates. Darkness floating. A container that holds the inside in, the outside out. Open mouth, a whale's cavity. A moon pool tucked beneath a ship, gradually losing its identity. Ocean wave. The space between birth and death. A disappearance at sea, and the darkness wept. I dream that I cease. I dream that I melt into a mass of colorless water that leaks and flows, disappearing between rocks and dirt, moving, veering the wind, declining into rivers, lakes, and seas, vapors that fade and perish. To form a cohesive stream of currents. I become a background to all your stories. Thank you. A life on the ocean wave, a home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave and the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. Like an eagle I pine on this dull and changing shore. Oh, give me the flashing brine, the spray and the tempest's roar. A life on the ocean wave, home on the rolling deep, where the scattered waters rave and the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The land is no longer in view, the clouds have begun to frown. Whilst the winds and waters rave, let the storm come down. Life on the bounding wave, home on the heaving, rising, rolling sea, where the scattered waters rave and the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, the winds, the winds their revels keep. The winds, 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 the winds. The winds, 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 the winds. The wind, the wind.
On the Ice Edge was composed and written by Louise Manifold. Original text was performed by Adrian Crowley. Sound recordings were by John Brennan and Louise Manifold, with sound design by the Foley artist Jean McGrath. For more on Galway 2020's Aerial Sparks, see aerialsparks.org. This week's lyric feature was produced by Elizabeth Larrigy and Owen O'Kelly. The production coordinator is Peter Curtin.